six, seven, eight lines down. Amar Rabbi Masanya. I don't mean to kick you out, sorry. All right, Masanya. Masanya said, oh no, I'm not there. Sorry. I showed in a different place, right. I have to start earlier. Rabbi Yochanan Mar, no, where you are, where I showed you. The top line, because it really goes into there. Rabbi Yochanan Mar Masrin, Rabbi Yochanan says, I looked just for where I had my mark from last week. Rabbi Yochanan Mar Masrin, it should be Kol Kedei Prisho Prisho. You have a Nazir sitting in a cemetery. Okay, Nazir sitting in a cemetery. Now, he took his oath of Naziris in the cemetery. That's critical because there's going to be a very big machlokes between Bavli and Yerushalmi. The Bavli holds when he takes his oath of Naziris in the cemetery, the Naziris really only takes effect after he leaves the cemetery completely. It takes place partially in the cemetery, but completely after he leaves the cemetery. According to Rabbi Yochanan and the Yerushalmi, the Naziris takes place completely while he's in the cemetery. However, completely. He's really a total Nazir. Okay, I will discuss that. But however, he doesn't start counting days of Naziris until he leaves. The clock doesn't start ticking until he leaves. Okay, that'll be critical later on, not right now so much.
What about his 2 months?
Well, exactly. So Rabbi Yochanan says, that's exactly what we're discussing now. Yochanan, Masinau, Kokte, Prisho, for every segment of time he's there that he could have left, let's say it takes him 5 minutes to leave the cemetery. So for every 5 minutes, he gets flogged another time if we warn him. If every 5 minutes we say, you gotta leave. He doesn't leave, so he gets flogged. Okay? He doesn't get a new flogging until he leaves the cemetery and comes back. But as long as he's in the cemetery continuously, he doesn't get there are no separate floggings. Amrei Bar Abba said, Kachi Amesh Rabbi Yochanan to Rabbi Lezer. This is how Rabbi Yochanan responded to Rabbi Lezer. Haksiv, doesn't it say, Lo yavo v'lo yitama. He should not come, and he won't become tummy. So meaning that only by actual entry does he become tummy, not by remaining there. By remaining there, the assumption is he does become tummy. Marlo, Rabbi Yochanan said, no. That's not what it means. Of course, by remaining there, he becomes tummy. Rather, it means, shim hisru bo, mishum v'lo yavo loke. It doesn't matter why they warn him. If they warn him, don't come, he gets flogged. Mishum lo yitame. And if you warn him because of lo yitame, take out the next word, eno, loke, he gets malchus as well. In other words, no matter what the warning is for, he gets flogged regardless. Am Rabbi Ila. Rabbi Ila said, how's Rabbi Yochanan know his perspective that even by being passive and remaining there, one gets flogged for every segment of time one remains there? Because the Tzidat Haman, we learned over there by somebody who's in the Beis HaMikdash, and he's tummy, he's impure. So we Tzidat Haman learned over there, he's shtachave. If a person bowed down, he lost already? Yeah. Oh, fine. He's shtachave. If a person bowed down in the Beis HaMikdash when he was tummy, or he remained in the Beis HaMikdash the amount of time which it takes to bow down, right? Shah, third line. The main amount of time it takes to bow down. Amar, Amar is not his new line rate. So from there we learn out that even passive remaining in the Beis HaMikdash is enough to make you chayev, to make you liable, and you have to pass remaining in the cemetery, as long as they warn you to leave, is enough to make you liable. Amar Rabbi Matanya, Rabbi Matanya said, Havinan Savri Meiri, we thought, Mapli, what's the machlokas? The machlokas, in terms of flogging. A carbon low, but not in terms of carbonos. In other words, that you don't have to bring a carbon tumor, you don't have to bring a nausea doesn't have to bring the carbon which he normally brings for becoming tame for being in the cemetery continuing to be in the cemetery. So he says, from that which Rabbi Hila said, we learn out from bowing down, and bowing down the Beis HaMikdash, or remaining the segments of time of bowing down the Beis HaMikdash, generates more karbanos. If you did it b'shogeg, you know, intentionally, for each segment of time you're there, you bring another korban for having defiled the Beis HaMikdash. So I actually want to say, which is a shocking concept. I don't know if it's true, I didn't look it up, but he wants to say that by Nazir, the more times the Nazir remains there, the more korbanos tumah he has to bring. I know exactly how that works, because I always thought the korban tumah of Nazir is something which you bring at the end of becoming tumah, to start from scratch. But it sounds like there are more korbanos tumah which a person brings for each additional amount of time which is there. I don't know how to explain that, but that's what he seems to say. Okay?
So the shita that you don't bring a korban when you go out of the cemetery.
Yeah.
So how does that go with what we find? You're supposed to bring a korban when you go to the mikvah.
We're going to get there. The unamud base. We're just going to discuss it. Okay, so says my Masisa Pliga Al. Now, I'm going to change a bunch of your souls here. One word in each of several lines. But the reason why I'm going to do that is because later on in the Masechta, the Mishnah which we're quoting, and Ann Ortz has questions, clearly, the Shai Teres Series Yisrael makes this argument, clearly does not sustain the questions which are asked here in the Gemara itself. So let me read it and explain. Masisa Pliga Al Rabbi Yochanan says here, the Mishnah later in the Masechta argues Rabbi Yochanan, but clearly doesn't. It clearly argues in Rabbi Elazar. So the Shai Teres Yisrael changes to Rabbi Elazar. How so? It says in Nazir Shoyse Yain Kol Yom. It says Nazir drank wine all day. Ein Ochayev Elachas. He's only liable to one flogging, despite the fact that he drank. But there,
he got warnings every few minutes.
Oh, so that's how it sounds like the most question is over here. On question Rabbi Yochanan, it sounds like even he got warnings every few minutes, he only gets one flog once. So that'd be a question of Rabbi Yochanan. But it says explicitly, as the Shai Teres Yisrael points out, explicitly in that Mishnah, in the next line it says that they told him, don't drink, he gets Malkus on each and every time. So that clearly is not a raya against Rabbi Yochanan, it's a raya for Rabbi Yochanan. So that's why he changes the gear, so he says, questions from the next line in that Mishnah, which is not quoted here, as very often the case in Yerushalmi, that's question Rabbi Lezer. So according to Rabbi Lezer, how can he get flogged in each and every warning? He's passive. So Rabbi Lezer would explain that, Potter law, he would explain that, he would say, B'she'en, but again, according to Shai Teres Yisrael, he would say, B'she'hoya b'esa b'li aponoi. So about where his throat was empty. Or is he swallowed? Stop. Swallowed, stop. Swallowed, stop. Even if he's not actually, you know, manipulating the bottle, he's just opening his mouth and closing his mouth. If he's gulping, so then each gulp is a separate maisa. If he was like a funnel, and they just poured, then your talk would be one maisa. And even if they warned you and warned you and warned you again, you'd only get one flogging. It's about a case where he was gulped in the middle. Right. It's like, well, it is Behelim, right. Well, that's what separates it. Right. Right. It separates it. So, now, Masnisa Pliga, our Rabbi Elazar. I just want to, I'm getting nervous that maybe can't find his way in. I mean, you assume it's coming back. Let me just check the back. Okay, Masnisa Pliga, Rabbi Elazar. Now, again, I'm changing gears. It says here, Masis Pliga Rabbi Yochanan, I'm changing it to Rabbi Elazar. This is from the end of that mission over there. It says, Hoyim Matami LaMace, if he's coming Tomei for somebody, for a mace, Nazir is continuously becoming Tomei, Koleum the entire day, Eino Chai Velachas. He's only liable one korban. He only brings one korban, period. Now, again, that would seem to be a question on Rabbi Yochanan, because it's constantly becoming more and more tummy. So the thing is, again, here it says, at the end of the Mishnah there itself, later on Perek Vav Aloch Dao, it says, Armale alta tummy vumitame chai v'kol echvecha. It says explicitly that, yes, if we do tell him each and every time, stop touching the mace. He has to get flogged each time he touches the mace, as he's continuously holding on to the mace. So it's actually a question on Rabbi Elazar. And that's how Shai Teres Yisrael changes the girsa. Masisa Pliga Rabbi Elazar. And that, except that they warn him. Rabbi Lez going to answer the question? So Apostle here it's going to have to say, and again we change the gears, not b'shoah, not that he tarries, but rather k'sheporesh v'chozer porish. He takes his finger up, puts his finger on, he goes out of the room, comes back in, and that's how he's liable on each and every prishon. Who like it? Okay, Masitha be Rabbi Yochanan. Now the next Mishataka is Rabbi Yochanan, as it said, stated here explicitly. Kohen Chayim Beisa Kvoles, it says a Kohen standing in the cemetery. A Kohen, same parameters of Nudge, now it's being become Tami, right? Kohen Chayim Beisa Kvoles, he's standing in the cemetery, Moshitalo Mason, they extended to him a dead body. Mesacher, another dead body. He's on a dead body, because he's in the cemetery, and they extended him another dead body, right? Yochel Yekabel is he allowed to receive the dead body? He's tummy anyway, right? So what difference does it make? Tamalomar loyitamel bal bamov. It says that even a bal who's allowed to be in the cemetery because his wife died, he can't be to tummy in his nation. But you can't become more tummy, right? Once you're tummy, you can't become more tummy. It's interesting because that really is why Kohanim can't become Tomei nowadays. Even though they're already Tomei, all Kohanim are Tomei already. But they're not allowed to bring additional Tumah upon themselves. Okay? They're not allowed to bring additional Tumah. Hareshi Kibel Yochel Yechayv. On the other hand, what if he does touch another mace? Does he get flogged for it? No, he doesn't get flogged. Tamulomer, because it says lehechalo to defile him. Eshu mosif chilo chilo. It's got to be something which defiles him. Yotza zeh, as opposed to this case, obviously shena mosif chilo chilo. He's already defiled because he's standing in the cemetery, right? So it's not defiling him any further. So only get flogged. It's prohibited to touch the second body, but you only get flogged if the second body adds to your desecration. Right, defiles you further. And here, you're not going to get any further defile. So it's a prohibition, a lot, but not one which generates malchus.
And what if the Kohen is with the cemetery, not for his wife, just stop, and then he touches the second body?
What?
The Kohen was in the cemetery.
I don't think it makes a difference.
Why?
I'm not sure. The next line maybe alludes to that, but I'm not sure exactly. I don't think it makes a difference. Look at the next line. I'm Reb Zira. Reb Zira said, it says here, I'm Reb Yochanan Leichol Yotzeh Zeshir Mosif Chilo Chilo, but that we just learned already. So therefore, the Korban A changes that it says it should say here, K'sha'em et al kever aviv. You're standing on your father's grave. Shlo yoel yomar. You shouldn't say hovid mesi al abo. Once I was permitted to become tummy to my father's grave, el kot atzomos plenty biyadi. Let me go and collect somebody else's bones in my hand. So you're right. It only speaks about a case where he was permitted to do so. I don't know what the halacha is. So I don't know if there's a chiluk between this case and the case where he wasn't permitted.
It would seem there would be.
I don't know enough about it to make any educated guess on it. Okay, I'm not sure. It's a good question. I didn't think about it. Okay, says Gemara lecholo. It says you shouldn't defile. A Kohen should not defile himself. B'shas miso. At the time of death. Rabbi Omer, you have a similar pasuk. Rabbi says by a nazir, it says b'moison, at the time of death. So Rishim Elok Shemar Machlokas Beinem. So it seems that there's no machlokas between them. It's just a difference in draw. It's a different psukim darshan in the same way. Shemuel says no, there's a substantive machlokas between them. Machlokas Beinem. V'asir Rishim Barva, Rishim Elokish, and the following maestro, the Rishim Barva is like Rishim Elokish. What's the difference between the two of them? So it's interesting the way that though it's not explicit in the Gemara, the Karbeim and Moshe explain the machlokas is whether a Kohen may be present at the time that a person is expiring but not yet expired. A person's a goses. So if you hold that it's If you hold like like Rabbanan Lecholo, it's at the time, B'shas Misa, means at the time that the person is dying, it's already prohibited. Remer Af B'mosar, here it says, no, it's B'mosar, means when they're already dead. And Rav Shimon Lakish held like Rabbanan, in Rav Shimon Barva held like Rabbanan, how so? When he was dying, it was when he was a goses, Havamer said, this vessel take out of my room because it's going to become tummy when I die. This vessel take out of the room because it's going to become tummy, actually because it's becoming tummy now. So it's becoming tummy now, so that means he held that he was a goses, he was dying, and that a dying person already is metame things. I don't remember such a sheet in the Bavli. But that's what it says here, that according, if you hold it, you go after the pasuk of Lechalo, that means even a dying person's already defiling stuff.
I would just think that you want to give enough lead time for the
country. Right, that's how, that would be the pasuk shot, but that clearly is not the way the it's laying shot over here.
Well, they have some hospitals.
It's all about Kalim, it's not talking about the Kohanim here.
And that's well,
yeah, they have double doors.
Double doors, I know, yeah. But isn't there some warnings?
Is that a warning sign?
Could be.
I have been in the hospital.
I probably wouldn't be any time recently.
Could be.
Some sort of
warning.
Could be.
An announcement or... Mm-hmm. Could be. Okay. This has more further. Now, what if the nausea went out and came back into the cemetery? Rabbi Tarfon exempts him because he's a Nazir Tami to begin with. Rabbi Kiva Mechayev. Rabbi Kiva says he's Chayev. Actually, not talking about a Nazir, I'm talking about a Kohen. A Kohen who became Tami. He became Tami, he came back in. Right? How'd you get in? Oh, back door's open?
No, front door.
Oh, front door, I opened. Okay, fine. Here are the.
Thank you very much.
But there's one extra one. One of them must be a Kohelet paper. Should be four there. Okay. One of them is a Kohelet. Okay, the rest of the four.
Which Kohelet paper?
This is last 2 weeks.
Oh.
It's a master. Don't lose it.
I still have your first cast.
Yeah. No, don't pull it off. They won't know what it was.
Oh.
I have written on there what it is.
Well, this one, but not this one.
Yeah, it's written on both.
Oh.
But were you afraid of recording over it? Okay. So in any event, says the Gemara, Yatsav Nichlas, a coin who's Tomei, leaves the base of Chloris and comes back in. Retirement says, already Tomei, what are you going to flog him for? Kima Chayev, Kima says, Yachayev, he's still Matamei more. Retirement says, Chimausif says, Chiluloh, and he gets flogged. Chimausif says, Chiluloh, what additional desecration was he desecrated? Kiva said, Bishah Shia Shom Tomei Tumashiva. When he was in the cemetery, he's Tomei Tumashiva, the Tuma of coming in direct contact with the dead body. Now, of course he is. Kormei makes it clear. That's not the issue. Of course he's Tomei Tumashiva. Means if somebody touched him, let's say this guy, he was Tomei in the base of course. If somebody touched him, then they would be Matame for 7 days. Because he's connected to the mace, like transfers through him, right? If, however, he leaves the basic forest, the moment he leaves the basic forest, if he and somebody else touches him, they're only tummy till nightfall. When he goes back in the forest, he has capacity to be matami something again for 7 days. So if that's the case, so therefore he says, says that when he goes back, the coin goes back to the cemetery after having left, he once more becomes more Tomei again for the moments he's in the cemetery. That's Mosif Chilu Achilu Lo, and therefore he's Chayev, right? Pirish Tomei Tumas Erev Yotzev Nichlas Tomei Tumas Shiva. Omer Etar V'Tov said, Akiva, Kol Porish Michal Keporish Michayov. Anybody leaves you, it separates from you. It's a play on the issue here, because the issue is when you're connected to the kever, so you're metami for 7 days, right? So he's saying, like, just like when somebody's connected to the kever is metami more, so to anybody that's connected to you is more alive. Anybody that separates from you, it's like separated from life itself. Rav Amar. Now the Gemara gets hard. Rav says, but it's Kishmak. Rav Amar. Now this is going back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, if you take a look back in the Mishnah, in Halacha Hey, the beginning of Halacha Hey, the Mishnah says, you don't have to look back, I'll tell you what it says. But it said, somebody who becomes a Nazir in a cemetery. So his Naziris takes effect. However, he doesn't start counting until he leaves the cemetery. Now what if he goes out and goes back in? So it counts. That makes no sense, the Gemara says. What does it mean he goes out and comes back in and counts? So it says, Rav Amar, it's two separate things. Rav says, Yotza Monin Nazirus Betara. When you come out, that's when you start counting your Nazirus for the next 30 days. Now, even though you're still Tomei, you start counting your Nazirus then for 30 days. What?
That doesn't make sense. We've learned until now you got to be Torah to start counting.
Okay, very good question. We'll see. Says Gemara, Nichnas, when he goes back in again, however, Bishvi Shelow, if he goes back on the seventh day, now what does it mean on his seventh day? It means he kept now 7 days of Paraduma. And then he goes back on his seventh day into the Beis HaKvaros. Then he has to bring Korban Tumah. No, it's for taking the Nazirus upon himself of the Beis HaKvaros. He doesn't have to bring Korban Tumah. For the first 7 days, if he enters the Beis HaKvaros, he doesn't have to bring a book of Korban Tumah either, though he'll have to start counting from scratch. When is he bringing Korban Tumah? Only if he went back in the Beis HaKvaros after the seventh day was over. It was already fully tar, then he went back, he has to bring a Korban Tumah. Okay? Bobayom from that day on. Rabbi Lezer says, Omer lo bobayom. Not on the same day, it has to be on the next day. Now here we have a fundamental principle, which we have not seen before. The fundamental principle is that it says, Vayamim arishonim yiplu kitamein yizro. Another Tomei, his first days fall because he became Tomei. His Nazirus was Tomei. Now, for this we learn you need Yomim HaRishonim. If a person became Tomei from the onset of his Nazirus, or he was Nozer, he became a Nozer when he was Tomei, there's no Yomim HaRishonim to fall off. You need the Yomim HaRishonim Yiplu in order to be Chayiv in a Korban Tumah. So therefore, this guy who took upon himself in the Nazirus in the cemetery and then became Tomei any time before the seventh day. So he never had Yomim Rishonim, so he cannot bring a Korban Tumah. When's the first time he has Yomim Rishonim? After the seventh day. After he completed the Por Aduma process, because now he already is Tor.
That's assuming the clock doesn't start ticking until after.
Right. That's right. Because you need Yom Rishonim of Tara.
Didn't we say that the clock stops tipping?
Oh, but still, Yom Rishonim of Tara, you don't have.
Right.
You need Yom Rishonim of Tara to fall. So even if the clock starts ticking the moment Luke leaves the cemetery, it's not Yom Rishonim of Tara which would fall if he entered this. That's what you need to fall in order to bring Korban Tumah. But it's two separate things. The clock, the meter, the brisker rub says, right, there's the Nazirus, and there's the minion of the Nazirus. The two separate things. So therefore, the Nazirus might start when he's in the Beis HaKvaros. The clock always starts when he leaves the Beis HaKvaros. And the clock might be stopped by his becoming Tomei again. But the carbon which comes from the Nazirus Tumah is only from the Nazirus Tumah which came after days of Tahara. Okay, so that's why the two things are not necessarily related. Again, these things can vary separately. The issues of the Nazirus versus the issues of the count.
And then he has to restart the clock.
He has to restart the clock, right. Right. Okay, says the Gemara. Kana boy kun rabbi. The kuri rab. Kana asked the funny rab, the question you asked me before. How can you start the clock immediately after leaving the cemetery? He's got to become Torah, which takes 7 days first, right? Amalei said, The Torah calls a person who leaves the cemetery, even though he has to become Torah, calls him already Torah. Because again, he goes up a notch in Torah. Because while he's in the cemetery, anybody who touches him comes Torah for 7 days. When he leaves, anybody who touches him, he comes Torah until nightfall. So he went up a notch already. Okay? That's why it's called Torah. Where is this? Achrei Torah so Shivasimim Mishpalot. It says, after his Torah, it's actually Yechezkel, 7 days is count for him. So it means after his Torah, means after he separates from the mace. It's already called a Shtikla Torah. So that's why the clock can start after he leaves the Beis HaKvaros. He doesn't have to wait actually until after going 7 days. Shmuel says, the same idea, same as we just had. Between Rav and Rabbi Elazar, now between now Shmuel instead. Shmuel says, "Amar Yotza v'Hiza v'Shana v'Tavau." If he went out and he went through the 7 days, and he went to the mikvah again on the seventh day, Nichlas Boviomi went into the basic course again a day, maybe Tuma Boviomi. He brings Korma Tuma on that day because he started raising his nearest Torah. Was my lo baba yom? It's not the next that day, but rather next day. Why? Because need yomim rishonim. Yomim rishonim means how many days?
Two.
So you need the seventh day, part of the seventh day, and part of the eighth day. Only then is it yomim rishonim. That then you would first 2 days. That then you could bring a carbon to zero's tumah afterwards. Okay. Says more ula by Shmuel. Amaru Shmuel said. Matri cholei benazir tomei. This is only talking about a nazir tomei. It's because it says vayamim arishonim yiplu ki tomei nizro. Because he was a nazir tomei. That's why he's a terrible person. So when he yomim rishonim, only when he started out being a nazir tomei. Right. Things we don't pass on like it. We don't pass like him. You only Yom Rishonim by Nazir Tomei. However, Matzil Lebe Nazir Tomei. Nazir Tor, after Rabbi Lezer Modei, or even Rabbi Lezer agrees, he brings the carbon tumor right off scratch, right from the get-go. I feel Elo Mechon Apil, even though it doesn't have days to knock off. So it means Yom Rishonim Yiplu only goes on in Nazir Tomei. He's got to have 2 days of Tara. He took his Zeres in the Beis HaKvaros. In order to bring a carbon tumah, he has to have at least 2 days of Tara pass over him before he starts bringing a carbon. But according to Nazir Tar, if he took a neder to be a Nazir and a moment later become Tomei, even though there's no Yomim Rishonim, he has to bring a carbon. That's what he holds. Okay? That's Rabbi Hushit. This is Ula Bar Shmuel, right? Shmuel Arba holds that boy Yom Echol Nizirus, he says you need 2 days no matter what. The Shaila is, even by Nazir Torah, even though it's not explicit, but he does argue. Trust me on this. I spent long hours agonizing over this today. That's what he passed me, by the way. That's how I know it. Because Rama, Perek Vav, Echol Nizirus passes, they need Yom Rishonim both by Nazir Tomei and by Nazir Torah. No matter what. Okay? Now, Shmuel Bar Abba, Yom Echol Nizirus of Yom Echol Nizirus Beno. He kept 1 day for his own Nazirus. And 1 day for Nazirus he took upon himself to commence when his kid was born. It was in the previous parak that a person that has and takes the Nazirus upon himself says he wants to take the Nazirus upon himself when his kid is born. And then he takes a separate Nazirus upon himself until his kid is born. So then, the moment his kid is born, he forsakes his own Nazirus and transfers to the Nazirus of his kid. Okay? So now, what if such a case is two separate Nazirus? What day number one was his own, then his kid was born, day number two was for his son. Is that considered to be Yomim Rishonim, or do we need both days from the same Nazirus in order to be Yomim Rishonim? Because he has 2 days of Nazirus, but not two days of the same Nazirus. Okay? Maushit Starfu. Manakayon. What are you talking about? Today's son was born, and tomorrow he entered the Beis HaKvaros. Hareish Nazirus Beno Shnei Yomim. There are 2 days for his son's Nazirus, today and tomorrow. V'Yishnah Beno, let's say his son is born tomorrow. V'Nichlas Tamoch, and he enters the Beis HaKvaros tomorrow. Hareish Nazirus Shnei Yomim. He has Mikza Sayom, he has part days for 2 days of his own Nazirus. So what's the query here? Or Rabbi Mutter Mutter said, Tipata resolved that the query is when the kid was born Ben Ashmashos. So kids born Ben Ashmashos, you only have one day of each. Okay? That goes, so therefore, what's the status then? Rabbi said, Afilu Tamar Bechati Ayom. You know what? The same question applies if the kid is born halfway through the day. Fascinating, Gemara. He says, Lokein Sarvin Meimar, wouldn't you say in that case, Tchila Sayoim Oilolo? The beginning of the day counts for him. So if I yoim, no, the end of the day counts for his kid. Now, he's obviously, you don't need yomim rishonim necessarily, literally. You need to have two nazirus. It's either yomim or rishonim, not both. You can have either yomim, which is 2 days, or rishonim, two nazirus. And then if you have rishonim, two nazirus, which fall, because you are nazir part of the day for yourself. And those are part of the day for your kid. And then you got Tomei, so that's already could be enough that you bring Korban Nazir Tomei. Okay? Says Gemara, Amrav Yosef says, Matrikhle, this whole Shiloh is by Nazir Tohar. Only by Nazir Tohar. However, by but Nazir Tomei, but by Nazir who's Tomei to begin with, Shitole Shame and Staffin, it's obvious that they joined together. Now, it's a very strange thing. He says, the whole Shiloh really threw me for a loop today. Very, very strange. He says, this whole Shiloh is only by the whole Shiloh, whether the Nazirus is keeping for on his own behalf, as is keeping on because of the birth of his son, the whole Shiloh they joined together is only by Nazirus, which began Betahara. But it began Betuma. Then for sure the Nazirus of his son and his Nazirus joined together. Very strange. Why should for sure join together in that case? So I have to give you a little bit of background to what I think is going on here. It took me a long time to actually make head or tail, and I don't know if I have a shot anyway. But he says the Briskura brings down, actually the, a lot of people, the Ribaz also brings it down later on. It's the Machlokas Rambam and Taisus. The Machlokas Rambam and Taisus is when the Nazir became Tomei, there is no yomim rishonim, right? Let me make sure this right. In the case where nazir became, case where nazir became tomei before he had yom rishonim, only one day. So according to the Rambam, he has to bring a carbon tumor because he became tummy. But he doesn't lose his count. I mean, he doesn't have to start from scratch. So anytime after day two, he has to go back to day one. But if it's before day two, he gets to keep whatever days he counted. And he just brings the carbon tumor at the end. The thing is that according to the, or brings the carbon tumor, then he continues on from where he was, which is he got one day. The thing is, according to the Taisus, no, there's no carbon tumor if you came Tomei in the first 2 days. There's only a carbon tumor if you came Tomei after the first 2 days. So now you not lose your count, but you don't bring a carbon tumor unless the Yom Rishonim. So very fundamental machlokas, according to the Rashi and Rambam and Taisus, according to the Rambam, there's carbon tumor anytime those becomes Tomei, even though there's no Yom Rishonim, even though there were no 2 preceding days. According to the Taisus, there's only carbon tumor if there was Yom Rishonim. If there was no Yom Rishon B'Tara, there's no carbon. So the Briskur Rav explains the Machlokas. He says that the Taisus obviously holds, as long as you didn't count 2 days in the base, two Torah days, you're like a Nazir in the Beis HaKfaras. We said a Nazir in a cemetery is a Nazir, but he doesn't mean a carbon tumah, right? Because his Nazir was never started with Tara that he should have broken it and brought a carbon tumor. So Taisos, you don't, Nazirus is not really launched until you get 2 days into Nazirus. So there is no carbon tumor to be brought until you're 2 days at least into your Nazirus. Right? But the Rambam holds, no. There's a chiluk, like the Briskur Rav has said previously, that there's a difference between Yomim and Nazirus. Between the count and the actual Nazirus. So the Rambam holds, before 2 days are over, you don't lose your count. You have to start from scratch. But your Nazirus was not became Tomei. So that what's still intact, unless you had Yom Rishonim, is the count. Yom Rishonim has to do with the days you have to keep. And you don't lose your count if you became Tomei within the first 2 days. But what you do lose is you have to be in Korban Tumah regardless, because the Korban Tumah is not associated with the count, but rather is associated with the Nazirus you have to keep. So that's what the Brisker Rav explains Melchokas Rambam and Tosfos. So the Brisker Rav says it's more understandable, though he makes it work according to the Rambam too, because it's more understandable the Gemara's question according to Tosfos. According to Tosfos, he says that here we have a case of Naziruso and Nazirus Beno. There's for sure Nazirus, but there isn't days, right? The question is that enough where there was definite Nazirus, even though there weren't enough days, that's considered to be enough to bring Korbanos when he becomes Tomei? Or do we need not just that there was a Nazirus, but there should be days of a specific Nazirus and no Nazirus in order to bring a Korban? Okay? In other words, again, according to the Tosfos, the question the Yerushalmi is asking is, what are the criteria for a Korban Tumah? Is a Korban Tumah, you have need specifically 2 days of Nazirus, but it doesn't matter what Nazirus. It can be 1 day for your own Nazirus and 1 day for somebody else's Nazirus. Or, in order to be in Korban Tumah, do I need to have not just days of being in a Nazir that became Tomei, but I need to be able to latch the Korban Tumah under to a specific Nazirus, which was defiled. Again, if you look at him as Nazir, the Nazir became defiled. If you look to him as a person who's undergoing a Nazirus period, then neither period really started yet. So then, how would he bring a Korban Tumah for a Nazirus period which didn't start? You see what I'm saying? The Gavra Chepta thing. You look at the Gavra was a Nazir for 2 days. You look at the Chepta of the Nazirus, neither of the Nazirus was in play yet for 2 days. So when Tosfos says you need 2 days in Nazirus in order to bring a Korban, in order to consider the Nazirus launch to bring a Korban, is it that you need 2 days of being a Nazir, or need 2 days of the Nazirus in order to bring a Korban?
It's a generic Nazir, if you want to be Mitzaref them.
Right. Okay?
Specific.
Right. You following so far how we learn according to Tosfos? According to Rambam, he learns it differently, but let's assume the Yerushalmi is going like the Tosfos, the Raya, that the Rambam doesn't hold like the Yerushalmi. But we've spoken about in the past, the Rambam holds mixed the Siyom Kekulo, the Yerushalmi doesn't. There are other Rayas as well, but not for now. We'll get back to perhaps later. But now I can explain to you, based on that assumption that's going like Tosfos, although I can make it work like the Rambam too with a little bit of a sledgehammer. But now I can make the Gemara very good. When the Gemara says it's Pashut that he was a Nazir Tomei, that in that case, his Nazirus and the Nazirus of his Kedom Mitzdarif. Why is that? What's the Nazirus? Nazir Tomei and Nazir Tar. But like the Brisker Rav's Ha'ara, I have a very simple shot. In order that it should be Pashut, we need to have both a Chepza and a Gavra. It's only a question if we have one without the other. But if we have both, then it's not a question, right? Because then you have both criteria. The Shai of the Gemara is we have one criteria. He was a Nazir for 2 days. The Gavra was a Nazir. But you don't have the Chepza, right? Because each Nazirus did wasn't launched for 2 days. So that's our Shaila. But a guy who became a Nazir in the Beis HaKvaros, it's true he didn't count for 2 days. That Nazirus doesn't count. In other words, he doesn't count the days until he leaves, right? But he's a Nazir already in the Beis HaKvaros. He was a Nazir in the Beis HaKvaros already. So this individual, for whatever Nazirus he was keeping, right? In other words, yes, you didn't start counting the 30 days until he left the Beis HaKvaros. But this Nazirus was already launched. Now, it's very important to know, we didn't learn that today, but Rabbi Yochanan says, and the Bavli argues on this, the Rabbi Yochanan says that if you gave the guy in the Nazir Beis HaKvaros, he took on his oath of the Beis HaKvaros. If you gave Masra, he gets Malkus on his, if he comes to me, if he drinks wine, what's the third thing a Nazir gets Malkus for? Or cuts his hair. The Bavli says He only gets the even according to Rabbi Yochanan, probably says he only gets Malkus on Tumah. I'm becoming tired, not having left the cemetery, but not on cutting his hair, nor on drinking wine. Why? Because the way the Yerushalmi learns, Bible learns, and with the Rambam Paskins, his Nazirus is there, but doesn't fully complete until he leaves the Beis HaKvaros. And that's why he only becomes chayev if he takes a haircut or drinks wine after leaving the Beis HaKvaros. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, the Yerushalmi, his Nazirus begins in the cemetery. So look it. Now he was in the cemetery for whatever days he was. Right? And he was tummy for whatever days, at least 7 days. Even after he leaves the cemetery, he's still tummy for 7 days. Right? But he's Nazirus, but let's just say he was in the cemetery for some length of time. Self-started. He had at least 2 days of that, right? And if you're going to say, well, there weren't 2 days of Tara. As a Nazir, he wasn't the Nazir. No, he did. He had 2 days of Tara, too. Because he kept 2 days after he left the cemetery. So in that case, he's got both elements. No matter what Mimanafshach. Again, in the case of a Nazir Tohar, he has one element. He was a Nazir for 2 days. Right? But neither of the Nazirus was properly launched because neither of the Nazirus was for 2 days. But if he was in the Beis HaKvaros and then came out and kept 2 days, one of Tara, one for himself and one for his kid, the Nazirus of himself already started in the Beis HaKvaros, and that had 2 days already. Yes, it's true that he still has to keep another 30 days when he comes out, but he started that Nazirus for his son, for himself, assuming that his son was born in the middle of the Bein HaShemashos, between day one and day two. So therefore, Mimanafshach, he's got the criteria criteria with the 2 days of Nazirus, one of himself, one of his son. Again, one more time. If the Nazirus, we're in a case where he started out from scratch as a Nazir Tohar, and he's only got 2 days, and one of them was for himself and one of them for his son's Nazirus, so then in that case, it's true he was a Nazir for 2 days. But neither of the Nazirus was 2 days long. And that's our Shaila. We have the Gabra, but we don't have the Chetza. But where he was a Nazir already in the cemetery for himself, and then he came out, and besides that was 1 day for himself outside the cemetery, 1 day for his son outside the cemetery. So then we have both criteria. He was a Nazir for 2 days, B'tahara, right? We had Yom Rishonim of Tahara, and also each Nazirus, at least one Nazirus for himself, was longer than 2 days, because he kept it already from before the time he came out of the cemetery. To what extent did he keep it? That he would have been flogged had he transgressed any of the averus of a Nazir in the Beis HaKvaros. There's one thing I wanted to throw in besides that which Ridbaz says, which will become important later in the Masechta. I don't think it's important here, but the Ridbaz makes a big deal out of it. He says, entering a cemetery is not one of the tumos for which a Nazir breaks his Nazirus. He only breaks his Nazirus if he's actually comes in contact with a dead body. But becoming tummy in the bed, taking the zeros on the Beis HaKvaros is a deficit which causes all sorts of problems with the count. So therefore, one could say it makes the Yerushalmi a little bit more palatable. How is he a Nazir in the Beis HaKvaros? Even though Beis HaKvaros is damages in the zeros, it doesn't completely break his zeros. So therefore, in that case, since he was a Nazir in the Beis HaKvaros, and he then came out and kept 2 days B'tahara, one for himself, continuing what he kept in Beis HaKvaros, and one for his kids, so he had both elements, the Gavra and the Chepzo, to make him Chayav a Korban Tumah. Okay? So that's what Yerushalmi says. Let's see it inside now. Amar Rabbi Yossi, Matzich Lei B'Nazir Tor. Where is the Shaila by Nazir's Tor? There's 5 lines to the bottom of this Gemara. I have a Nazir Tomei, but a Nazir's Tomei, Pshita Lei Shem Itzdarfin, since he began the Beis HaKvaros, it's obvious that they joined together. Now, Rabbi Mona didn't understand the logic. Rabbi Mona couldn't Rabbi Yossi, I don't know what you're talking about. Lo Koshkein was not a Kabachomer. Umay Yomer Yishain only Lobin Zirus Sov, Lobin Zirus Beno. The days he was in the Beis HaKvaros, they don't count! Because when he gets out, he's got to keep another 30 days. Whatever days Beis HaKvaros, let's say he was living in the cemetery for 15 days, right? So yeah, it's 15 days in Zirus, but he has to keep another 30 days when he comes out, right? So, if those days don't count, right? After I remember starting to say they joined together. And therefore, the 2 days afterwards, one for his own Nazirus, one for his kids' Nazirus, they'll join together, right? After Mitzdarfin, those 2 days joined together, the Davis and the Zeros, Davis kids and the Zeros, Yom Shein Olim be the Zeros Sov and Zeros Beno. The other, the days, which, Yom Shein Olim, sorry, the days which do count for the Zeros Sov and the Zeros Beno, where it's these 2 days which count in and of them themselves. Ain't no Din Shein Star, but it's not a Kavakom, they're joined together. In other words, if you're saying that, that the case, where he was preceded by days which are meaningless, when his nazirus could not take effect, that causes nazirus so and nazirus beno to be joined together and to make it yom yishayim. So kav v'chomer, when you have no such problem that they should join together. I want to add on a little bit of explanation to that. We've said, remember, even he leaves the cemetery and it's still tummy, his nazirus begins, right? So you're going to say that those days count, right? So Kal Vachomer, the days when he's totally tar, should count as Yom Rishonim, even if once for his own Naziris, once for his kids' Naziris. So says the Gemara, Am Rabbi Yossi, he said, no. Tamon, or by a Nazir tar, ain't no roi lekabel hasroya. There's nothing for him to be makabel hasroan prior to, obviously, his becoming a Nazir. There's nothing there. He's starting from scratch when he begins his Nazirus, right? Baram Hocha, but here by Nazir Tomei in the Beis HaKforos, he's Royal Makabal Asra. Again, according to Rabbi Yochanan, he's capable of being Makabal Asra in the Beis HaKforos. In the Beis HaKforos, he's already able to be warned and get Malkus on all elements of being a Nazir, even though he's a Nazir Tommy. So I'd say you misunderstand. Say the Milo of a being a Nazir Tommy in the Beis HaKforos is that you have elements of Nazirus already. So therefore, since he had elements of Nazirus already, so therefore those days, plus the one day he kept Betara after he came out of the Beis HaKforos, plus the other day he kept for his kid afterwards, fulfill all the criteria. He's got a Nazirus which began, and he's a Nazir Torah for 2 days, Nazir Betara for 2 days. But a guy who had no days beforehand, he started from scratch, right? And he, in that case, we don't have 2 days. We have 2 days in which it was a Nazir, but no Nazirus, which itself was launched for 2 days. That's why it's a Shiloh. We don't know what the Pasuk is in that case. Okay? So that's Rabbi Boom Boy, Barchia Boy. Rabbi Boom Barchia asked a question. Kemata Tamar Tamon Ad Rabbi Lezer, Bitchila, just like you say, Rabbi Lezer, initially, Vushalem Echel Apil, you gotta have two days, Yom Rishonim. Ubasov, at the end of the days, do you also need that? Or is it even though you don't have at the end? Because it says you need Yomim Rishonim, right? So do we also need, at the end, Yomim Achronim, right? I don't know if it says the puzzle actually Yomim Achronim. I don't think so. Let's say Yom Machronim in the Pasuk. I'm not sure if those words ever appear. But the assumption is, his question is like this, and I think that's why there's a question. In other words, we see from the Pasuk you need Yom Rishonim. What about Yom Machronim? In other words, if the guy becomes Tummy on the last day of his Nazirus, he doesn't have Yom Machronim anymore, right? So you have, just like you need to be 2 days in the Zeros, you have to have 2 days left in the Zeros in order that you should break in the Zeros. Or even on the last day do you break in the Zeros? That's the question. So you need Yom Rishonim in order that you be considered to break, going to Tysus again, to bring a Korban Tuma. Is that true at the end? Or at the end you don't need Yom Machronim? Even if you come to me at the last moment, on the last day, he has to bring a Korban Tuma. That's the Gemara Shiloh. Okay? So says the Gemara. He's explicit Mishnah. If he comes to me on the 30th day, so on the 101st day, he breaks 30 days. Rabbi Lezer Omer lo so ser elo shiva. It says he only breaks 7 days. But according to Tanakama, what do we see explicitly? We see that even if it's the 101st day, meaning his nazirus is really over already, he's only waiting to bring his korbanos. He hasn't yet brought his korbanos. It was a nazir. The guy was a nazir for 100 days, and as the 101st day before he became tamei, he broke his nazirus. He became before he brought his korbanos, he broke his nazirus. Right. So it says he breaks it. We're going to Tanakama says 30 days. So you see that you don't need Yom Machroinim, because it's even after the last day, and he breaks his Naziris. Says the Gemara, that's not a Raya. Amri Shamanu Shu Soiser. Here I see that he breaks the Naziris, yes, but not fully. Shamanu Shemevi Korban Tuma. Do you see he brings a Korban? My question is, when he breaks the Naziris after 30 days, when he breaks the Naziris on the last day, or here even after the last day, does he bring a Korban Tuma or not? Here you just show me that he has to keep an additional 30 days, but my shiloh is about the carbon tumor that he has to bring. And as that, you have no raya. I don't know what the answer is. So he says, you're going to be showing him. Now, this is very mashma like Tosfos. Again, not like the Rambam. Because the Rambam, if you recall, says that you need Yom Rishonim, that even if you don't have Yom Rishonim, then you still bring a carbon tumor. It's only equal if you don't have Yom Rishonim, then you don't break the count. In other words, if ever one day you count the counts, and then you count only another 29 days. But karma told me to bring regardless. So this Gemara is the antithesis of that. That's why I think the Rambam doesn't pass on like the Yerushalmi. Because here it's the Yerushalmi says, fakert. It says it's easier to break the count than it is to bring the karma tuma. Because it says here that the guy who comes to me on the Yom Achron, there I see he breaks his count. He's got to keep another 30 days. But I don't see that he asked me a carbon tuma. My shiloh is by a carbon tuma. Whether bringing carbon tuma, you need yomim achronim or not. And that I don't know. So it seems like, just like by yomim achronim, you have the suffix, right? Whether you bring carbon tuma or not. That means by yomim rishonim, he definitely felt that carbon tuma you only bring if there's yomim rishonim. Do you see how it's not like the Tosfos, the Rambam? The Rambam says that even if you don't have Yom Rishonim, you bring a Korban Tumah. No matter what. It's just a question of the count. Because the Rambam, according to Brisker Rav, separates between the Zerus and Minyan. But from the here you see it's not like that. Here you say, the Ushami's query about Yom Achronim was, I know there's Stira, but do I need Yom Achronim to bring a Korban Tumah? And the obvious inference of that is that in order to bring a carbon tumor, I do need Yomim Rishonim. Do I also need Yomim Achronim? So clearly infers, not like the Rambam, that Yomim Rishonim are necessary in order to bring a carbon tumor. If you don't got 2 days of Torah at the beginning, you can't bring a carbon tumor. So it comes out, according to the Brisker Rav, that the Yerushalmi holds that Nazirus and Minyan are inseparable. Right? You have to have Minyan in order to bring carbon tumor. And therefore, need to have Yomim Rishonim. And it's just possible, like Yerushalmi said before, that you can join together, you have the Nazirus Betuma, whatever Nazirus kept in the Beis HaKvaros, with the Nazirus kept outside the Beis HaKvaros to constitute Yomim Rishonim. But Lamaisa, you need to have days and plus Nazirus in order to constitute Yomim Rishonim and in order to bring Korban Tuma once they break. But according to the Rambam, right? That's according to the Rambam. That's according to the Rotoises, right? You need both. But you need Yom Rishonim in order, you need Yom Rishonim in order to be a carbon tumor. It means Nazirus and Minyan are inseparable. But according to the Rambam, they're two separate planes. They float separately. But you can break your Nazirus and have to bring a carbon, but not break your count. And that's why the count continues, transcends the carbon. And vice versa. You might be able to break your count and sometimes, and nevertheless, not bringing a carbon tuma, and that's the case the verse Grub spoke about, where you have a guy who kept 30 days and became tummy on the last day, and they has to keep another 7 days according to Rabbi Lezer, that there he doesn't bring a carbon tuma. He only has to count another 7 days because your count is a problem, but your carbon is not a problem. So according to Rambam, count. The count of days and the tumah and the nazirus itself float independently. According to Tosfos, they're linked together. Now, the Briskerov doesn't make this connection, and I know it's confusing, but I want to say it anyway for posterity, which is that I think the Rambam holds Miktas Hayom Kekulo by Nesirus. The Yerushalmi doesn't hold Miktas Hayom Kekulo by Nesirus. There's no such thing. I explained several sugyas previously, which you'll hear on the tape, in the beginning of the third parak. So I'm thinking that it's because the Yerushalmi holds like Tosfos, that the days are inseparable from the Nazirus, right? Days and Nazirus are inseparable. The Bavli holds, no. Could be the Bavli holds like the Rambam. And so the Rambam is like the Bavli. Miktasayim Kekulo, meaning that there are two, you can have the Nazirus independent of its days, right? And therefore you can have Miktasayim Kekulo. You don't necessarily need complete days in order to constitute Nazirus. But the Yerushalmi holds that days and Nazirus are inseparable. And therefore, the Yerushalmi holds you don't say Miktasayom Kekulo when it comes to Nazirus. I think that there might be a linkage there. It's just talking off the top of my head, but I think that there's such a parameter. Okay, the rest of the morning takes 5 minutes. Mishnah and Nazirus Merubah. Okay. Some of you are up to Halacha Vav, next Mishnah. Mishnah and Nazirus Merubah. Some of you took about yourself a great, big Nazirus. Hisham is Niziruso. Let's say he took upon himself the case of the Gemara will give, Mishnah will give us the case. Hisham is Niziruso. He completes the days of Achar, Baharat, and then gave there to Yisrael. Be'sharim Rim, Nozir Shloshim, he's got to keep 3 days of Nizirus. Because Chutz Laretz is Tomei. Eretz Yisrael has got to keep another 30 days. Be'sharim Rim, Nozir B'tchila, he's got to start from scratch, for example. Maisa B'lenim Alka, Maisa Ham with Eleni, the queen. Shoholach B'noam Melchom, her son went to war. And she said, he comes on the whole, and he Nazir Shiva Shani want to be a Nazir for 7 years. His son came from the war whole for his Nazir Shiva Shani. So Shiva Shani almost there, she came up there to Israel. For Ruah Beisilel, she attained Nazir Old Shiva Shani Macheros. Because two of the Nazirs in Chutz Laretz doesn't count. Very Zionistic Mishnah, right? At the end of the 7 years, the last day probably, Nitmes, Shem Tome. Name says Nazira, Asrim Vachas Shana. Very difficult to fit all that hair under her shaitel. So she was Nazir for 21 years. Amrav Yehuda says, Loisa Nazira Labasir Shana. It's only 14, not 21.
Why didn't she just have another 3 days? Why 7 years?
What?
Why didn't she just
have
30 days
after
she was tummy for 7?
You're right. Maybe she obviously didn't become tummy on the last. She became tummy sometime towards the end of the 7 years. Because the only thing I guess 30 days, if it's after the Melos, that's obviously before the end of the Melos. So it's like almost 21 years. In what Rabbi Yehuda was saying. Chan Rabbi Yehuda could be Shammai. One also that Rabbi Yehuda says like be Shammai, meaning that therefore it's only 14 years because it's 7 years, and then she became Tamei, which came to Eretz also just before she finished it, and therefore she kept another 7 years. But for going to Eretz Yisrael, only keep another 30 days. The other one said Chan Rabbi Yehuda Shalom Makalika. One holds no, it holds like be Hillel. It's just that she didn't become Tamei. He disputes the facts of the case. Either Rabbi Yehuda could be Shammai. So now they're going to ask, if you're going to say Rabbi Yehuda is like be Shammai, the Tai Shloshim Yom Yudal Shara, so she's actually 14 years and 30 days. Because 7 years for the Tumah, and then another 30 days because she came Tommy, right? So why is it 30 days? Imagine, so give me a break, says Amar. We don't mention a 30-day month in terms of 14 years. That pales by comparison. Okay, now we won't finish the parak tonight. We'll just go a little bit further to say we did two block. Mishu shnei kitei meidim also two groups of witnesses testify about the guy. Elam meidim shenazir shtayim. These guys testify he kept himself two nazirus. Veladim shenazir chamer shows say he kept himself five. Bishami nechloke is Bishami says the machlokes between the edim. They got nazirus is the sofik lahakel. And this doesn't have to keep Nazirus as well, because the Edom contradict each other. But he still means, no, Yesh B'chlach HaMesh time. five includes two. She had Nazir time. He should be Nazir twice. He's Nazir twice, two out of the five. Because on those first two, they're not contradicting each other. Right? If I say two, you say five, so on two we agree. It's the other three which are the issue. So there's got to be Nazir for two out of the five. Okay? Rav Amar Bekoil Nechleku. Rav says the Machlokis is Bekoilo. If one guy said it was two, and the other guy said it was five. One set of witnesses to two, and said the other set of witnesses said five. I've all been pouring, but what if one set of witnesses said he said one Nazirus, two Nazirus. And the other set of witnesses said, no, he said one Nazirus, two Nazirus, three Nazirus, four Nazirus, five Nazirus. That's pouring. He counted them, right? Then everybody agrees, even Beishamai, that five includes two. She had Nazir Shtayim, there should be Nazir two out of five. So in Machlokes, where they clash because they enumerated the greater sum, but not if they specified. Rabbi Yochanan ben Moynech says, no, the other says, even where each one says he counted, just say he counted two and the other says he counted five, there too is Machlokes. Have a bakoilo, but if he includes all of them together, kolama moidi, everybody agrees, nechlokoidu, that there's a machlokas between the edim, and in basil concedes eight kanazirs, no zirs at all. Hey dino kill, hey dino mono, what's kolo, what's including, what's specifying? Koilo is a hain, it's like a oime, the guy says, koko is a hain on my tart, this guy says two, these guys say two, vain on my tart, chamish, the other guy say five. Moine is a hena marachada tarte. The one said when this said he said one, two. Vaina mine, the other says he also said class arbachamish, he said 3, 4, 5 as well. That's it between Koil and Moine. Rav Amar, now based on this machlokas, now we can say, we can outline these principles. Rav Amar hekish edus besoch edus. When there's a contradiction of testimony within testimony, lo batla edus. Now, which is part of the testimony agrees. Even though it's part of a larger testimony which disagrees, so we don't cancel the testimony, we say two out of five still exists. Okay? No matter, even though in the larger sense there's a machlokas, but nonetheless, since in the, on that subset there's no machlokas, so we say it's no contradiction. No, if there's a clash of testimony within testimony, meaning though even though part they agree, but they clash the rest and it's a general testimony, both latest the edus cancels. Everybody agrees. Everybody agrees. If you the clash came after the testimony, it's not a question, not an issue. But let's say I say the Gemara is going to give an example later on. Let's say we both say that Reuven killed Shimon, but I say after Reuven killed Shimon he went north, and you say after Reuven killed Shimon he went south. So then that doesn't bother us because that akosha is an event which took place after the germane event under discussion. Okay, that's acharedus. Okay, I'm Rabbi Yochanan Daiter. Yochanan gave an example of his own opinion. The Rabbi Chia bar Ibo bar Chia b'Sher Yochanan huchzak memuna ze oimer minakis huchzak memuna ze oimer minakis. If he was known to have counted, it's not talking about the nazir. It's talking about money. Ze oimer minakis. When this guy said he could count it from the keys. Now here it's two separate edim. One aide says he counted from the wallet. Zermi Natsura money, he counted from a money belt. As to with the loan, the circumstances of a loan. So, Mahakashem Sochedus. That, this is a contradiction of witnesses within their testimony. Of Rav Moedisha Butler Edus. Rav also agrees that here the testimony is canceled, right? Because why is that? Because here you need to join the two of them together, and you can't. Because each witness has a different story. However, Mapli, what's the machlokas? Bushneki Teyedim, where there are two sets of witnesses. Elamim and Akisman are these they counted from the wallet. Elamim and Turman, the others they counted from wallet belt. Hekish besoch edus, butla edus. Korabi Yochan, they contradict each other and we cancel them. Ukrav lo butla edus, the according to Rav, it's not canceled. Why is that? Because they're two separate groups which are not contradicting internally. And ultimately, they both testify to a loan. Just one says the circumstances are A, one says the circumstances are B. So therefore, we don't cancel them. Okay? We say that whatever they're in agreement, we can accept the two of them. Where it's two witnesses which we have to combine, their stories must be identical, otherwise they don't combine to be a set. But if two sets against each other, and part of their testimony can be reconciled, let's say they say it's from a money belt. They say it's a wallet. For everybody agrees it's $100. So then the amount on what we can reconcile them, according to Rav, we take them. Yochanan says we don't reconcile even part of them. We just throw them both out of court.
How about the nefashos?
Coming up on the nefashos. Says the Gemara, this guy says he killed him with a stick. This guy says he killed him with a sword. Now this is one on one, two separate people. It's contradictory. Of Rav Moshe Balez can't join together. When the two groups, one says a stick, the group says a stick, the other group says with a sword. It's contradiction. According to Rav, Davis is not canceled. Now, Elu during the Doran part, group says after the murder he turned to the south. Veilam mean at some point they'll say after murder he turned to the north. Everybody agrees. Second shaders besochedus lo batla edus. If it's within the edus, it doesn't cancel it. But this is after the edus, and therefore it does not cancel it. Okay. More goes on, but it's late. We'll stop here. But tomorrow we'll see how they resolve the continuation of this issue.
This is in the Bavli also?
No, it's not in the Bavli. It's not in the Bavli, but we had in Yerushalmi of Amos.
Oh.
We had it recently in Yerushalmi.
Oh, that's right.
Okay. I would not have remembered that, but it says here on the side, it says in the Pnei Moshe, it was also in the Amos.